We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Two locations now, three soon, and four before you know it. Yes, Courtney?
I saw on Facebook yesterday, one of my Facebook friends had a very Tim Convey-centric evening. Went and ate at Salt and Smoke, and then was going to the pageant to see you and Dimitri Martin.
Oh, sounds like a perfect night. Then did they go home and fall asleep on their mattress, direct mattress?
I can't remember their names, so I can't re-look them up. I just saw their post as I was scrolling through.
Was it Dr. Seth Gerlach?
Just that was not. No.
Okay. I really like that. They had a few Bud Lights with no corn syrup on the way. And speaking of Salt and Smoke, shout out to them. They won the Mac and Cheese Throwdown. The RFT Mac and Cheese Throwdown was this weekend. And the Salt and Smoke Cracker Mac.
2 year champ?
Yeah, no surprise to anybody. Second year in a row, they are the champion.
Nice job.
Yeah, I don't think they need to do that competition anymore.
Yeah,
the others are like, please get out of here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Forget to tell them next year. Happy International Waffle Day, everybody.
What? Oh, I should have brought my waffle maker in.
I love a waffle. Yeah. I waffle on what I should get. Should I get a waffle, French toast, or pancakes?
See, my kids like pancakes better than waffles, but I love waffles because once you make the batter, you just pour it in, and it beeps when it's done, and you never screw it up.
I love a crispy waffle.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
I'm a French toast guy is my primary, but sometimes you're in the mood for a waffle.
Yeah.
The way it, you know, can hold the syrup in there.
Oh, like little pockets syrup of pockets. Love.
You can't beat that. Belgium gets credit for inventing the waffle, hence Belgian waffles. But International Waffle Day was started in Sweden, and back in ancient Greece, they had something similar to a waffle.
I think we're having breakfast for dinner tonight.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate.
Do waffles.
I don't think anybody in your family is going to be disappointed in it.
Let me tell you, breakfast for dinner, the reaction is kind of like if you said, hey, Santa decided to come visit in the middle of March. They're like, what?
Yes.
Breakfast for dinner? This is amazing.
I agree. I'm a huge fan. The original Waffle House opened in 1955. It is now a Waffle House museum.
Oh.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. It's every exit.
Uh-huh.
You're driving through Atlanta on a trip.
Nothing wrong. I told you guys my, I don't think I should say my Waffle House line. What the guitarist in my band used to say about Waffle House?
No.
About there being stuff in there?
No.
I can say it, right? Waffle House.
I don't know what it is.
They're not spending any money here. Okay.
I don't know.
I think do it. It's your job at risk, not mine. Changing your mind now, huh?
Yeah, eat it, Salt and Smoke. Lance, you like Peeps, right? We've talked about this.
I do. I like stale Peeps.
Do you have a favorite kind? Because there are over 20 different kinds of Peeps.
I do, but I only saw it 1 year, and I've not seen it for the last couple of years. They came out with Gingerbread Men Peeps a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And those were good.
They were?
Yes, they were good.
They are number 18 on my list.
I don't even see them anymore.
Just ahead of sugar-free Peeps, which apparently are disgusting.
Ew.
What did they say?
What's the point? That's all Peeps are sugar. Pure sugar.
They have a mild laxative effect for the sugar-free. Sugar-free Peeps.
If you go online and read the reviews for the sugar-free Peeps, they're pretty hysterical.
Really?
Go to Amazon. And they describe fully what the Peeps do to them.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
So the gingerbread ones that Lance likes just a little bit better than the sugar-free ones. Party Cake, the original, is number 16. I think that's what I'm most familiar with.
Give us the top three.
You don't want to hear 12?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Top three, Coconut Delights dipped in dark chocolate.
Never seen those.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't sound terrible, actually.
Seen those either.
Shocked.
Easter's around the corner. We'll have to start bringing some of these in. Number two, chocolate dipped classic Peeps.
I've never had the. I've never had a chocolate one.
I will tell you this: all the top three are chocolate dipped. Number one, chocolate caramel swirl filled with delights, dipped in chocolate,
chocolate and caramel.
Number four, though, pancakes and syrup.
Oh, I'd rather have pancakes and syrup.
I don't know what I'd rather have.
We're gonna get some peeps going.
Anything but Peeps.
It's not my favorite. I mean, look at Lance. He likes Peeps. He also likes Necco wafers.
Yeah.
He Hildebrand's candy, even.
He really does. Like, any delicious candy he's going to pass on.
Right. I just want to know where these flavors are, because wherever I go, it's just the very basic Peeps.
I know. Yep. Yeah, they're not stocking up on all these different varieties.
We'll get on the internet and get some weird,
we can
some
order
exotic
some online.
Peeps.
Yeah.
So that you're not stuck eating the 16th best peep all the time. It's
thanks,
not fair.
Tim, you are looking out for Lance Hildebrand. I appreciate that.
I always do. And when we're online, we might also invest in another Easter candy that's out this year that's strangely successful. Bunny farts.
Oh, I've seen this. Is it cotton candy?
Yeah, it basically is.
Oh, kids will love that. It's funny.
It's a... Here's how they... Oh.
You knew that was coming.
Did you have to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's essentially cotton candy, but it's fruit punch flavored. And they say that the Easter Bunny consumes a magically unique diet of apples, carrots, and candy. Known to produce farts that are sugary and delicious.
It's awesome.
Well, it's just like the movie Hop. Like, he poops jelly beans.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any farts, cotton candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This segment started out so strong with the waffle stuff. Everybody was sharing stories. Then it divulged a little bit with this. And now we're talking about bunny farts. Anyway, you can get them on Amazon. Bag of bunny farts. It's also, by the way, by the company that brought you unicorn farts, dinosaur farts, and for the holidays, reindeer farts.
Food stuffs!
Make the noise again. That's been food stuff.
That's a pretty awesome on-demand talent that
yeah.
Kevin has.
Yeah, right. He is the best.
The forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Cloudy today, breezy, and cooler with a high.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.